Someone asked me what my deepest, darkest fantasy was. You know, the one that always gets you off when nothing else does. When you're teetering on the edge of orgasm and you just can't kick over. Where does your mind go? What is it that you think of? And so I thought I'd tell you all a story. I'll tell you what I think of when I just can't come off any other way. And it's naughty. And it's a little bit silly. So it starts like this. Little Sen has an older brother. Sometimes, Sen is a very naughty girl, and her brother has to step up and take care of that. So he'll spank her. Sometimes brother would move her just right on his lap so that when he brought his hand down, on her bottom, through her panties. When she jerked forward, it would rub right up against his knee. And little Sen really loved that. And it happened more and more often. And little Sen would find herself doing things that she knew brother would spank her for. Just to get that hand on her bottom. Just to get the little jerk into the knee. And sometimes brother's hand would slip when he was spanking her. And it would slip off so it didn't hit one cheek of her ass or the other, but kind of in the middle. That's when it felt best. And little Senna noticed that a lot of times when brother was spanking her, she could feel him hard up against her belly. And whenever she noticed that, it took all the breath out of her. Just left her belly a molten puddle. And she'd squirm even more on his lap as he spanked her. And one day, brother spanked Sen for longer than usual. And as she squirmed against his knee, the most wonderful thing happened. And she felt it glow all through her body as she came, shaking, while being turned over his knee. And brother really liked that too. After that, every time that Senna was naughty, brother would make sure that even though he spanked her very, very well, that it ended up that she'd get spanked in that special way. It made her squirm on his lap, catch her breath, and dream about it at night. And she tried spanking herself, but it wasn't the same. She'd press her hand up hard against her cunny, pretend that it was brother's knee, and that was better, but it still wasn't the same. Still, in a room late at night, she'd come shuddering into her own hand, breathing brother's name, wishing that it was brother there with her. One day, it went further. little son was naughty. So she got put over brother's lap, and her nightie was pulled up to her waist, and just her little panties were on. But this time brother pulled her panties down, and put his bare hand on her butt, and spanked her bottom very well. And she sniveled and squeaked, and rubbed against his wonderful knee, and felt how hard he was up against her belly. And she squirmed against him, and then he started the special slaps, and she jerked into his knee, and she came, whimpering, choking back screams, begging him not to stop. Brother, I'll do anything, brother. I'll do anything for you. Don't stop, brother, don't. I'm so close, brother. Please don't stop. Don't stop spanking. I promise I won't be naughty anymore. I promise, brother. Don't stop. And she was right on the edge when brother stopped and he pulled his hand away. No, said little Sen. Brother, I was almost there. Brother, please, I'll do anything. But he took his hand right away from her wet cunny, and stopped spanking her, and stood her up in front of him. And for the first time she was standing where she could see how hard brother was. Such a big bump in his pants. But he'd barely stood her up before he pushed her down over the bed, so she was laying over it face down. And she heard brother's zipper behind her. Oh God, she thought. Here it comes. Oh, he's gonna fuck me, and then I'll really feel good. It'll be even better than the spankings. It'll be even better when he touches me, when he spanks me. And she waited for the touch, but it didn't come. No. All that came was a hot splatter of liquid across her ass. And then a pained groan. And brother turns and leaves without a word. And that started to be what would happen. Brother would spank her and spank her until she almost came. Until she was squirming on his lap and just babbling incoherently. Oh, please, brother, please, please don't stop this time, brother. Please, I'll do anything for you. Just don't stop. Please, brother. Oh, brother, I need. You know what I need. Brother, give me what I need. But he'd always stop. And then put her down on the bed. And just come over her ass. Looking at her pretty pussy, all spread open for him. Seeing some of it dribble down before he left her there. And then one day, brother felt too guilty. He didn't want to spank little Sen anymore. But little Sen needed. She needed it very much. There are very few girls that are as naughty as little Sen is. So she started doing naughtier and naughtier things, hoping to get brother's attention. But brother didn't spank her. And then, it had been more than a week, and he still didn't spank her. Little Sen felt horrible. She cried herself to sleep every night, while pressing against her hand and remembering brother's knee, calling out his name, wishing that he were there in her bed to help her, to make sure she wasn't naughty, to make her a good girl. Little Sen tried everything she could think of. She was naughtier and naughtier, and that didn't work. So, at night, she'd go down and watch TV with brother and sit next to him on the couch and try to cuddle him. That didn't work. When the family portrait was being taken at the photography studio, she went and sat on his lap for the portrait, and she even wiggled around a lot to get comfortable. But that didn't work either. Nothing worked. One day, little Sen was getting ready for bed, and she took off her undies, and she took off her bra, and she just put on a plain white shirt. Came down just to the middle of her thighs. Just a t-shirt. One of brother's t-shirts. And she knew he was in the living room, so she went downstairs to get her magazine where she had left it. And she paused just before the door to the living room, pinched her little nipples through the shirt until she was sure that they could show really good. She pinched and pulled them until they hurt, and they ached, and they were so big for him. And then she went into the living room and sashayed in, moving her hips seductively, and brother ignored her. So she turned so he'd get a good view of her boobs from the side so that he could admire her beautiful, hard nipples, and he ignored her. He was just watching TV. So last she turned and bent over to pick up her magazine from the ground, and she made sure that she lingered there where he could get a view of her nice round ass and her pretty little pussy under it. And again, brother did nothing. So Sen went back upstairs, crawled into bed. She couldn't think of anything else to do. This was the last thing she could think of to do. And so once again she cried herself to sleep while thinking of brother. Of brother's beloved knee. In the middle of the night, that night, there's a creak, and little Sen's door. And in crept brother. And little Seneca woken up with a hand over her mouth. But when she saw that it was brother, she relaxed. "You scared me," she said. "Shut up," he said. "I've had just about enough of you." And he turned her over roughly, so that she was on her hands and knees in front of him, on the bed. And he pulled the shirt up, and pulled it off over her head, as she gasped with desire, already dripping wet. Because here was brother, and he was finally going to fuck her, she just knew it. God, she wanted to feel him inside her. Oh, more than anything in the world. Even as she was trying to say that, he jerked her head back with a hand in her hair, grabbing a fistful of it, just making her belly go liquid. So good, like a bolt of lightning. And pulling her up to her knees on the bed, he came around in front of her and she saw, by the weak street light, very strange light in his eyes. And with two fingers, he roughly tweaked her nipples until they were hard as little diamonds. And it hurt. And it felt so good. And she whimpered and swayed on her knees. And he pushed her back down roughly so that her front was on the bed and her ass was up in the air. And she spread her knees as wide as she could. She wanted him in between them, behind her. He moved around behind her, and she felt his breath on her bottom, felt him looking at her so closely. She heard his pants unzip. Mm. She heard him take himself out. He reached out a hand and pushed her pussy lips open with them, held them open with the fingers of his hand. She felt so exposed, so naughty, and so right, as she whimpered her little begging words into the pillow. Please, brother, please take me. Do what you want. Use me. I don't care. Fill me up. I need you in me. Oh, fill me with all your cum. Brother, please take me. Take me. Use me. Fix me. Break me. Whatever you want to do with me. I'm yours. I'm your little slut. Just for you. Just for you. I'd do anything for you. Just take me. And she felt brother move the head of his cock in between her pussy lips and rub it back and forth. And she whimpered into her pillow as he moved it down to the entrance, moved it against her hole, and held it there, just sealing it shut with his hardness. And she whimpered, and she felt him stroke his shaft, and she tried to back up into him so that he would fuck her, but he didn't let her move. And he strokes his shaft, and then she can feel him coming right into her pussy, filling her up but not fucking her. Not going in and out, just putting his spunk inside. He holds her hips still so she can't fuck him, can't fuck back against him. She is a naughty girl. She wants him so bad. And she begs for him, begs for his cum, and begs him to fuck her. And tells him that she's his little slut, that she'd do anything he wanted, that he could take her and use her. Brother doesn't say a word. He just pulls away. Leaves the room, shuts the door, and leaves little Sen alone, squirming on the bed, filled with his seed, but empty. And so she reaches a hand back between her legs, and using his cum as lube, but pushing as much of it as she can back in where it belongs. Little Sen fucks herself while dreaming about her brother over her, covering her, filling her, doing whatever he wants with her, like she needs, because she knows she's a naughty girl. She knows she's a naughty girl because her brother makes her wet. She knows she's a naughty girl because she comes when he spanks her. And she knows she's a naughty girl because she wants him inside her more than anything in the world. Thinking about that, and rubbing his essence all around, and pinching her little nipples. Once again, little Sen comes into her pillow, screaming her brother's name, and dreaming about when he would spank her so hard, and grind her up against his knee, and laugh knowingly, while she squirmed and thrashed in pleasure, as he held her tight to it. And didn't let her escape it. I'll be good, I swear. I'll be good. I'll be a good girl. Please. Oh, God, please, I'll do anything you want, please. I'll be a good girl. Let me come. And that's the story of how Senna is a very bad girl. Mwah.